Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Spice, let's bring the first person in to do shot caller karaoke. What's your name, sir? Get out, talk right to the microphone.
Graham.
Hi, Graham. How are you?
Good, Bubba. How's it going?
And tell me a little bit about yourself. Graham, where are you from?
From Fort Meade, little town.
Right.
Bartow.
Right. And you're how old?
26.
Dave's going to go ahead and administer the gimmick on around your neck.
What setting do we have it on right now?
I think we got it on two.
Two?
Right.
Let's go with about five.
That pretty much puts all the liability on Dave, doesn't it?
It's the swinging Mexicans right here. Is it Bill and Glenn?
Doug and Glenn.
Doug and Glenn?
Yep.
My boys, Doug and Glenn from Laser Tech Karaoke.
They provided us with all the equipment.
Now, Graham, now we need to probably have you face the monitor there. We're going to do a little, because you're not used to this. Does he have the shot collar on?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Hooked up.
Now, you guys give me a thumbs up and a thumbs down. Spice, Brent, and Manson. And you know what, Spice? You can't do it because you're the cameraman.
Yeah, one of the karaoke.
Yeah, both of the karaoke dudes, you four. And as soon as, you four give me a thumbs up, thumbs down. The majority, as soon as I get three thumbs down, then I'm sorry, Graham, but I'm going to have to give you a little zipper. Okay.
All right.
Let me see here. There's this right here. I got this level here. Now, what song is he going to sing? Have you picked out a song yet?
No, they didn't offer to pick out one.
Oh, you didn't. Well, that's probably what we need to do too, Spice Boy, is give them a little, give them the list that we have here.
Okay.
Give them the CDs back there. The Laser Tech guys gave a nice little carrying case here. Look at Graham. Have you done karaoke before, Graham?
Once or twice, yeah.
Right. You look like a redneck that would have done some karaoke up in a honky-tonk bar, playing some darts, beating your lady up, all tatted up and stuff. What song's he playing? What song are you going to do here?
The Way by Fastball.
Who? What?
I don't know. I just grabbed one.
Okay, cool. This could be real. Yeah, Spice, you send out the deal right there. Cool. I'll wait. Oh, hold on. We're not ready here. I never even heard that song. Have you heard that song before?
No, I just picked one.
Well, I think it helped to pick a song you know.
Yeah.
I think we should take just an extra 5 seconds and pick a song you know.
Yeah. How about that Higher one by Creed that you guys?
Yeah, we can do Higher.
Is that okay? Yeah, I think that's great.
I made it a little bad. See, now we won't shock him.
If you want that Higher by Creed, that would be great. You're probably a Creed fan, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, until Scott Staff went Christian on us. Sure.
Yeah, he's a little nutty.
Mr. Rice, you know what cut that is? Okay, cool. All right, this is Graham. All right, here we go. This is Graham. You guys got to put your thumbs up nice and high for me to see. Thumbs down.
Okay.
Here we go. All right, Graham, here we go. Spice, turn the lights up just a little bit. Here we go.
When demon got into another world, time and time again.
Not bad.
Better than Manson.
At sunrise, if I could stay asleep, because I don't want to leave the comfort of this place.
Wow.
Because there's a hunger, a longing to escape from life to live when I'm away.
Got the thumbs up to talk.
Yeah, let's go there.
Damn, he's pretty good.
Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there.
Yeah, no thumbs down.
Let's ask, can we stay? Can you take me higher?
Wow.
To a place where blind men see.
I'm not gonna shock him, fellas. I'm
can
sorry.
Can you take me higher? To a place with golden streets.
All right, that's good enough.
Though
wow.
I couldn't do it. It was
wow.
Too good, too solid.
It's over. You don't have to make it through the. You don't have to make it through the.
You got it.
Wow.
Can you shock me just so I can see how it feels?
You're sick bastard. You want me to shock you just so you see it? Yeah. I just want to let you know, you passed. You only got to make it through. You don't have to sing the whole song. You just got to make it up through the first chorus.
Right.
Without getting shocked. If you can make it up through the first chorus without getting shocked, then you're a winner.
All right, do it.
You really do?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Did you see him convulse?
That hurts.
It looked like you're an invalid or something. Like, yeah, it looked like you had Tourette's.
Yeah, I got the shock part over on the right side, and it was making my whole body twitch.
Oh, God. Graham, I'm going to tell you right now, man, you did a great job.
It was a ringer.
Thank you, sir.
Jesus. Manson, seriously, he sounded pretty damn good. Yeah. And all you stiff bastards, give him the thumbs down. You guys got to give him a little leeway here now.
I gave him the thumbs up.
I know, but the two swinging Cubans.
Well, they're professionals.
Yeah. Make sure that you blindside whoever you shock right in the middle of the chorus.
High note.
A high note. So they have no clue, and then all of a sudden it just hits them.
Right. You guys, and kayfabe your thumbs, too, because they're seeing your thumbs going up and down. They're getting freaked out over there. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I got the right to overrule any of your decisions. I got the right to overrule all your decisions because the Doug and Glenn solidly had the guy's thumb. The guy would have got zapped and not nothing. And you know, you did a pretty damn good job. All right, well, let's bring our next contestant in. Okay. Spice, make sure that you know, is Brendan here? Is he gone?
Did he leave? I don't know where he is.
Well, this guy's a big guy here. I'd hate to shock him because he may kick our ass. Some big heathen looking. He's solidly from the Bubba Army. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name's Dan. They call me Animal.
Hi, Animal. How are you?
All right, man. How you doing,
buddy? Good, buddy. How old are you, Dan?
Animal. I'm 40.
But Animal, I want to let you know that we're very fair here, and if you do good like the other guy did, you know, you're not going to get shocked. The other guy didn't get shocked till he requested to get shocked.
That's all right. I can't sing. I fully expect to be shocked.
Right.
You gotta, the Animal. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy looks like kind of a Ralph Cramden kind of deal, does he not? Look at him. Are you a little bit nervous, Animal?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I would be, too. Step up to that monitor there. Have you picked out your song already, Animal?
Yeah, sure did.
Okay, and what song are you singing, Animal?
Kryptonite, Three Doors Down.
Okay, Animal, George and Animal Steel, we're ready to go here. He holds that microphone, too, like he's a rap star. Is he not Spice?
He's ready to go.
What do you do for a living, Animal?
I'm a mover.
Okay. Oh, you're a mover. Dave is getting the Kryptonite, Three Doors Down deal going. Here we go. Of course, I will consider your guys' thumb movements, but inevitably I have the final say-so. Sorry about that, being in charge of Ryan.
You got a veto?
Yeah, I got the Bill Clinton-type veto. This is Animal. Good luck, Animal.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon.
He's not even doing nothing.
I feel there's nothing I can do. Is that all that thing has?
Juice it up!
Juice it!
I gotta choose this, not doing it.
Up the level. Up the level.
You're shocking him. He's no fans.
He's not even.
I'm over here zooming over. He just keeps singing.
What a nut Animal is.
Is that working?
Is it working?
Yeah, I feel it.
Jeez. I'm coming in. Put it to 8.
That is fine. The other guy was convulsing like he was.
On 2. Put it on 8.
Hey, that kind of tickles.
Oh, man.
The Animal.
This guy is alone. All right, I'm friends with this guy. I'm leaving him be.
Sir, go ahead. Take off your collar and get your tickets and get the hell out. The other guy was a big guy and started going in convulsion. An Animal won't even put it over.
Wow.
I want to party with you. Jesus.
He's like Big Bear. Smash a bottle over my head.
Animal, did you feel it at all? I mean,
oh, yeah.
I mean, does it put a zip on you at all?
Oh, yeah, it gets you, but, you know, it's only electric.
I'm smashing it. And I'm on the dark side of the moon. Animal, congrats. Well, no, thanks.
Just electricity.
For making me look stupid. Thank you, Animal. Oh, my God.
The Animal.
Bring the next person in.
I want somebody to convulse.
Yeah, I want somebody to convulse.
So you should have voted for the shock in the first guy. I don't care how good he was singing.
What's your name, sir?
Brendan.
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
Good.
And how old are you, Brendan?
37.
Bison is the. I'm sorry, David. Is the collar tight enough on him? He's got.
No, it looks kind of loose.
Yeah, it looks kind of like it might not.
Tighten that bitch down.
Yeah, right. Animal had it all stretched out and then didn't even put it over.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, I'm thinking that we and just because of Animal, you can thank him. We went from setting three to setting eight.
He was Ralph Kramer and McGillicuddy solid.
Right, exactly.
We need to shoot him with a tranquilizer dart.
All right, now what song are you singing, sir?
Creed higher, same as the first guy.
Okay, cool.
That's all I could find in the book.
Right, okay, cool. Seems like it's a Creed 3 Zorn down. Okay. What's your name, sir?
Brendan.
Brendan. Okay, here we go, Brendan. Brendan from the top. Shock collar karaoke.
Hit me.
One guy made it through, and then Animal got shocked and didn't put it over. This is Brendan, 37-year-old getter done, with a Snap-on Tools t-shirt. Solid and a shot collar. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
When dreaming, I'm guided to another world, time and time again. At sunrise, I fight to stay asleep. Ow! Cause I don't want to leave the comfort of this place. Is it hunger? Longing to the shock shit out of me. Oh. Sorry, guys.
Get on the microphone now, Brendan. What does it feel like? Because I was smashing the button. What does it feel like when it's getting you?
It felt like when my wife dropped her vibratory device in the toilet, and you know it was one of those effects.
Yeah. Your wife dropped a vibrator in the toilet.
Yeah.
And you were what? Were you in the toilet?
No, I was out.
I mean, how would you know what it feels like if you weren't like you didn't?
I was like between her legs and you know taking care of business and.
You guys give oral while you're on the toilet.
Oh yeah, yeah. You never done that, Bubba? Come on,
taking care of which business?
Brendan, hold on. You give your wife oral. Okay, he's holding his neck.
There's only so many hours in the day. You got to multitask.
Was she using the bathroom?
Yeah, we've been married for like 12 years. You got to change it up every once in a while. You know?
Was she number one or number two in?
Number one.
So she number ones while you give her oral, and she dropped her while vibrating, and it fell into the toilet. It shocked you?
It's taking the golden shower to the next level.
Oh.
Brendan, thanks for your time today, brother. Okay, Jesus, buddy. You sick bastard. Where do you live?
Spring Hill.
Oh, yeah, imagine that. Yeah. Jesus.
Hey, we miss you.
Congratulations. You got free livestock tickets.
I appreciate
you. And your wife can pee on you at livestock in the back.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Are you astounded by that revelation?
I'm appalled.
They've been married for 12 years.
You got to switch it up.
You got to switch it up a little bit. You know, nothing like maybe handcuffs or a leather whip or anything like that. But instead,
ball gag.
She's going to vibrate herself while she's urinating in the toilet, and he's going to give her oral, and then the vibrator's going to drop down into the. I still don't know how it shocked him, unless it was a plug-in deal.
Yeah, it probably was. Use the bathroom outlet.
It would have hurt her more.
Probably was a beard trimmer. Knowing those two, man. Could have been anything.
Yeah, he didn't really specify as to what it actually
was. Just a vibrating device, he said.
All right, let's bring Animal back in here, Spice Boy, because he really disrespected David Rice's machinery. Nothing's worse than to get your machinery disrespected. But, you know, Dave was trying to do just the non-evasive set three setting. And I told Dave, man, that big 400-pound moving nut didn't even put spice. I mean, Brent, he didn't even put it over, did he?
Not at all.
No.
Didn't care.
Didn't flinch.
No, didn't even flinch. Like some
blink.
Like some big Rocco son of a bitch. So I want to bring Animal back in here, and I'm not even going to put the music on. I'm just going to solidly go ahead and zip him. You got to put it to the side of one of those triple chins, Animal. There we go. Yeah, there we go. Just put a little bit bigger there, a little bit larger. You're a big man. You're a big man. What do you weigh, Rock? Animal, be honest. 3.5
About 3.5.
Yeah. About 3.5. That means 380. Radio math. No, see, I don't think Dave wants it there. I think Dave wants it more on the more towards the jugular gimmick. A little bit lower. I think a little bit towards the thyroid. Maybe we can actually kick that thyroid in and start working. You know, watch. He'll come back in 3 weeks at 180 because we kicked his thyroid in. All right. Now, should we? I think we should just, Manson, should we go ahead and just do a singing deal here, or should we just go ahead and
just
zap?
Shock him.
Let's just shock
him. Yeah, just go ahead and give me the juice.
Now, try to be a tough guy here because I want to see how tough, and I want to see what number 8 puts you at, okay? This is, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Oh, yeah, that's a little stronger.
How about it?
That's pretty good.
It puts it in there?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
It's so strong now that you can hear it on your microphone. You ready? I mean, yeah. Sir, give me a play-by-play here.
Oh, yeah, what's happening?
He's trying to look at again.
His neck's kind of jumping when you hit it. His neck goes,
oh, wow.
Ready? You ready? You ready, animal?
Let's do it.
He's trying hard.
Wow. You're a nut. You need to get out of my... You scare me now. Cool. Take it off now.
Oh, yeah. Get you now.
See, you're just too tough for me, man. You know, he's... Help him out, Dave. He can't get us... He wants to go home and wear that as jewelry. In his parts, that looks pretty cool. All right, animal. Get on out of here, you sick bastard.
All right, man. You have a good one.
Now, to the... Hey, let me ask you a question, animal. To the normal man, would that put a normal man down? Or would that mean, you know... Because you're not... Obviously, you're not real. You're an animal.
Oh, yeah. They'd be on the ground.
Okay. Like that little pussy Brandon out there. Would he go down to the ground, you think?
Yeah, we're kind of hoping for that.
Okay, cool. Look at this poor kid. This kid's going to be... Now, this is not going to be a good one. This is going to be...
He's going to get the juice.
I hope you're one hell of a singer because you're a little guy, and I got it turned up to full animal nuts McGillicuddy, and it'll probably put you to your knees, sir. And don't try to be a tough guy like Animal. Just let yourself go. Just normal reaction, sir. What's your first name?
Sean.
Sean, where are you calling from? I mean, where are you from?
I'm from Newport Richey.
You're from Newport Richey. Okay, solid. And what do you do for a living, Sean?
Actually, I install cable and I run a karaoke show.
Oh, this is the professional that called me yesterday.
Oh, ringer. Okay. Another ringer.
A karaoke ringer.
I may shock you just because, you know, you're trying to be a ringer, you know.
Go
That'd
for
be
it.
Like me entering a, you know, doing a 3-point contest and, you know, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird show up. Right? Yeah. Hi, I'm Larry Bird. I live in Naples in the offseason, and I know a little something about shooting the ball. I hope to do okay.
He goes out there and starts burying the threes, and you have no chance.
Exactly. Meet my good friend Kobe.
We're here for the 3-point competition?
Yeah. All right, what's your Sean?
Yep.
Professional karaoke guy. Bastard. That's the disrespection factor's at an all-time high. Hey, you do karaoke, right?
Yeah.
All right. Do you not think that when I want to, because by the way, I federally trademarked this, so nobody can use it. No other bars can steal it. But don't you think this would be a hit at a bar?
Oh, definitely.
Shot caller karaoke.
Oh yeah, the liquor and the alcohol.
Right.
Sure.
Shocking people.
In conjunction with laser tech, my voice exactly. All right, Sean, what have you decided to sing here?
I'm gonna do some Uncle Cracker. Follow me.
Oh, okay, cool. I got a feeling you've done this before.
A couple times.
Okay, cool. Don't forget, I'm the ultimate override.
All right, go ahead.
Here we go. Just Sean. He's supposedly a professional karaoke-er. Supposedly. We'll see.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free. And swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is all right.
Timing's a little off.
I'll be the one to take you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
Yeah. You guys have got to see the video on this. Oh my God. Does it just lock your whole body up?
Oh, for sure. Just like shuts down that muscle.
It made your whole side just like do a complete, like a contortion to the right hand side. Yeah. Try to describe to people what it does to you.
Oh, it just like paralyzes you on that side.
Were you trying to fight it?
No, there was no fighting that.
And the reason why I zipped you is because you got ahead of the lyrics a little bit there.
That's fine.
You know that. You know that's basically a karaoke no-no.
Yeah, you know, pretty much.
You know, Glenn and Doug, he got ahead of the lyrics here. That's just basically that's the ultimate disrespect of karaoke. Thank you very much for swinging on by. Give Sean a nice round of applause a little bit.
All right, Sean, let it go.
Wow, I wish you people could see this, man. The guy started contorting like he was like, Manson, try to describe what you saw.
He was bent in half to the side.
That was great.
And you know, the thing about it, they can't scream because their mouth gets locked up. Yeah, that's what Davis told me now. You really can't get any audible sounds on you because you go, it chokes you out because we got it around your neck.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, that was the best. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That was probably because it's on full eight now. The first guy was paralyzed, but he was on three or four. I think three.
Right.
Now we got on a 110-pound ferocious Rottweiler because Animal wouldn't put it. Even Animal put this last one over. Now, what's your name, sir?
Matt.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Pretty good.
Well, you got that thing really, really tight.
Yeah.
I can't breathe.
How old are you, Matt?
26.
Now, Matt, you know, I want you to understand it. You know, don't be. Animal's a tough guy, and he try not to sell it, but just, you know, just let your body go, okay? Because I think the more you fight it, the more you may get hurt inevitably.
That's fine with me.
If you fall down on the ground, just try to fall towards the wall or something like that, okay?
All right, as long as I don't smash my head.
Right.
Oh, we got you.
Typical getter gun. As long as I don't smash my noggin, I'm all right.
Thank you.
Now, what song are you singing?
Bob Seger.
Oh, Little Bob Seger.
All right.
Matt, okay, here we go. Pick it up from the top. Little Bob Seger, Shot Caller, Karaoke on the Buffalo Sponge Show. Oh, this should be a good one.
Turn the page.
Yeah.
Love it.
10-4, Shot Caller, Karaoke.
10-4.
Pick it up from the top.
On a lonely, lonesome highway east of Omaha. You can listen to the engines moaning out his one long song. You can't think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
He can barely see the monitor. He's bad. Has bad eyes. He's bent down at the waist already.
But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and nothing much to do.
Say Joe Cocker.
It
turned into Joe Cocker.
The trip was through.
He's still singing.
Say here I am on the road again.
He's almost on his knees.
Up on stage, here I go, playing star again. There I go. Turn the page.
Oh, what a gamer.
He turned into Joe Cocker.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is going to. And the thing about it is, it doesn't even transfer to radio that well.
No.
It's funniest for us.
It's a visual.
But you guys have got. To try to tell me how. I mean, what you're going through that was shocking the shiz out of you.
It's kind of hard to talk. trying to finish singing during that. But like you said, my whole right side of my body just like twinging like a big freak.
Right. Now, this is a girl. And she, this is the first girl that we've gotten.
Thank you very much.
And what are you singing for me, sweetie?
I'm going to sing.
Are you Animal's Midland? Girlfriend?
Animal's girlfriend? No.
No.
She was like, what are you? What,
are you? Are you? Is your boyfriend out there?
Boyfriend? No.
No. You just came on your own out here, right?
Yeah, she heard the girl gimmick. And...
All right. Now, what are you singing now, sweetie?
I'm going to sing Bette Midler, The Rose.
Oh, okay. That should be a good one, right?
Well, I'll try anyway.
Okay, cool. Here in Shot Caller Karaoke. This is the last one, Spice?
Yeah.
One more?
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is that leaves a soul to please. That's it. I'm done.
Wow.
I got my VIP and my shock. Thank you very much.
How bad was the shock? How bad was it?
That was kind of a tingle, real bad tingle. Yeah.
Does it make your body? Can you? You can't even try not to contort your body. I mean, it just completely goes into.
I'm going into convulsions over here. Trying to kill me.
You're still twitching right now.
Yeah, I know. Look at her shoulders.
I got drool coming out of my mouth and everything over here. This is terrible.
Wow. Well, thank you very much, Rose.
All right, Bubba.
Shock collar karaoke.
she's
still twitching.
I know.
Yes, I am.
Spice, we have one more.
Yeah,
okay. We got one more. One last one. Shock collar karaoke.
One last one. Dave, just choose a. Go ahead and choose a song.
What's your name, ma'am?
I can't say. I called an absent for this.
All right, so we'll just call you Jenny, okay?
That'll work.
We'll call you Christy. That's my. I'll just call you. Is that cool, Christy?
That'll work.
Okay, Christy. Okay, here again. What song have you chosen?
Actually, Bubba, we picked a song for her because I thought they were bringing in a guy. So right. I picked a chick song here. We have Sixpence None the Richer with Kiss Me.
Okay, cool.
What?
Whatever that was. It's going to be fantastic. Shock caller karaoke with the Bubba the Lost Fun Show. And some chick going to get probably her ass zapped off here.
Bob.
Real fast. Stay by. Here we go. Shock caller karaoke. Coming to a bar near you soon.
Kiss me out of the bearded folly.
Keep singing, honey.
Nightly beside the green, green grass. Swing, swing, swing the spinning step. You wear the shoes now, you wear the dress. Oh, kiss me beneath the milky twilight. Lead me.
She went.
Manson, we gotta have a karaoke party at your house.
That sounds good.
Oh yeah, because we can bring the whole board system out there and have different people rotate as judges.
We're mobile. We're 100% mobile.
Next volleyball party at your house, we're doing shock collar karaoke.
Oh my god,
that's awesome.
Now, Christy, tell me, you got the microphone in your hand there.
All right.
Did you hear her glasses hit the microphone?
Yeah. She went.
That hurt, man.
How bad was it? Be honest. And the bad thing about it is you suck so bad you knew it was coming, didn't you?
Yeah, I knew it was coming.
Oh, yeah.
I told him before I came in here I couldn't sing.
You're still holding your neck. Are you
okay?
Yeah,
it hurts. Yeah, I'm all right.
Is there anybody in the building that wants to do it? Think we can get anybody to do it? You think we can get anybody in the Clear Channel building to do it? Employees are open to do this.
They're not really rushing down here and beating the door.
Who can we think of? Who can we think of that we can actually get to do it?
Oh, you mean that actually showed up to work this time?
Yeah. How about Black Bitch? I like to have Black Bitch in here doing like some 50 Cent. How about, who should we bring in from the building for our last one?
I don't know if anybody wants to do it.
You can't get anybody to strap that thing.
There's no. We couldn't even on one in the hallway yesterday, and Lana got all upset when Spice shocked her by surprise at the copy machine.
Did you put on her ass?
Hip.
What did she do?
She went,
not again, Rock. Who else can we get? Is there anybody we can get?
I think
we're pretty much done for shot caller karaoke. How about Glenn and, Glenn and Doug are karaoke experts. And let's see how good, you guys know that I'm fair. Because the bottom line is, fellas, like the first guy came in and nailed it. I didn't zap him. I didn't zap his. Is this Glenn or Doug? Glenn, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it, Glenn?
Hey, everybody else is doing it.
All right. Well, it's not like it's sex. Hey, everybody else is doing it. I'm doing it, too. All right, well, put it on. Glenn.
Hold on.
This is Glenn, part of the Swingin' Cuban Connection. Now, what are you doing right now?
Trying to pick a tune.
Oh, he's trying to pick a tune.
Come on, you do every tune.
Come on.
You know them all.
Do your Ricky Ricardo. I said Copa.
Lucy.
Copa Lucy. You look like him, kind of. Manson, isn't he very Ricky?
Oh yeah.
Ricky Ricardo looking. He's scrambling for a song now. I'm Doug is out of the two. Who's better, Glenn or Doug? Glenn, are you the best?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to see Doug on it, I'd really like to see Doug, Bubba.
Well, I know you're like trying to pass the heat, Glenn, but you just go ahead and strap.
Let's go ahead and pick us. Let's go ahead and pick a song.
Here we go. Right here.
He knows what he's going to do right now. Put the deal on.
Tori Wilson's here as well.
Oh,
she's waiting on the lobby for us.
We should bring her in and let her watch this.
Yeah.
Just let her watch
this. Want
to do that? Let her watch her, yeah. Tori, do you know what we're in the middle of right now?
Yes, I've been listening.
And, you know, you're a worker. You know, you take bumps, and, you know, you're like one of the hot chicks that actually works, you know. You're not just about looking good in bra and panties. You actually lock it up and work a little bit. So this is like, you know, I think strapping a collar onto you and seeing if you could sing would be a hell of a work, too.
Yeah.
So maybe we can get you to do that.
Sure.
All right, we wanted you to witness this last round. She, of course she can sing. Look at her.
That's what I...
All right, Glenn, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. This is... what song are you singing, Glenn?
Daydream Believer.
Oh, Jesus, some monkeys?
You know,
the
pressure was on.
From a monkey.
The
Look
pressure was on.
Here we go.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring.
Doing good, so I'm not even close to doing it.
But it rings, and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. The shaving razor's cold, and it stings. Cheer up, Sleepy Jean.
Tammy's pretty good.
Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer? And I...
Oh, okay!
Cow!
How bad was
that?
You got After Effects right now?
All right.
How bad is it? Seriously.
That's pretty bad, man. I mean, I knew that.
I didn't want to shock you because I thought you did a great job, but
well,
just
thank
you. We know you're a professional at it, so we might as well get something out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I figured with Doug back there,
Doug had your thumbs down.
Oh, Doug and Manson, he would definitely, I thought he would try to do the thumbs down just for
Manson didn't really. He didn't put any thumbs up.
He was neutral.
Huh? Right. Now, Tori, would you like to do this, or I mean, you know?
I can't sing.
I probably think that you shouldn't because I think Vince, you know, you're Vince's property, obviously, and if we damage a thyroid,
yeah. Damage a thyroid, I get super fat.
Right, all of a sudden you turn into a shallow Hal kind of gimmick. Then I got heat with Kidman. Pete's down here kicking my ass. Vince is suing me. And I got every mark that's touching themselves to Playboy this week all pissed at me anymore because you went from 112 to 215 in one pay-per-view.
That's good thinking, Bubba.
Now, Manson, do you want to do it?
Oh, maybe next time.
Okay.
Oh. Well, so I gotta save something for next time.
Spice, I hate to be a dick, but I really gotta have one show member do it. I mean, I really do.
Damien, there's...
Oh, yeah, we do got Brent, Damien. We do got Damien, and Brent's a pussy.
I'm
He's not
filming
do it.
So bad. I'm filming great.
I'll tell you what, Spice Boy. To end the shock collar karaoke, Damien, the intern, will end it. Damien, let me tell you something, okay? I know you're big and tough. Look at you. You already got a bad attitude, you bastard, with your arms crossed, you son of a bitch.
Where's David?
Lasker, get over here to the microphone over here. Lasker. No, you can't take Tori's microphone. She's a bigger star than you are.
I remember
you
him from last time.
Oh, yeah, you remember this asshole, don't you?
She ain't got no backup today.
She'll whip your ass, Lasker.
That's all right. She's smiling now. See, she was looking mean at me last time because she had that little backup guy.
That little, hey.
You were talking crap about my fiance.
Yeah, keyword.
Sorry about your luck.
Lasker.
Could have picked a bigger guy, couldn't you?
Hey, he's got a big
penis. Don't even start with me.
Oh, here we go.
You know I'm going to get in a fight today.
She,
I can feel it.
She picked a guy that's affluent, not some redneck mechanic.
Is she singing karaoke so I can shock her?
You'd shock how pretty. Look how beautiful she is.
Yep.
Yeah. Are you scared that your wife's listening and you're putting over another girl?
No.
All right. Shock collar karaoke at its finest. Lasker, you been hearing any of it?
Yeah.
Right. What do you think? Will you do it?
I can't sing, so why is I even getting it? Well, they just put it on and shock me, and why am I going to sing?
All right. Can we do that then?
No.
Can we just put it on and shock you?
Can I do you?
No, I'm the boss around here. This is Damien on Shot Collar Karaoke. Now, Damien, what song are you singing?
It's going to be looking like Three Doors Down.
I didn't know that you're Damien. I'm sorry.
I just picked
it. Oh, okay, cool. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, bro. I'm such a prick, am I not? I'm like Vince McMahon, am I not, Tori? I'm kind of a prick. All right, here we go, Damien.
Where is the part that shocks? Just the box there?
Yeah. Shut up. Would you shut up?
Well, put it in the front, right at the vocal
the
cords.
The side's better. Shut up.
I took a rock around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body laying somewhere in the sands of time. I watched the world to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing...
Oh, I'm not doing that. I am not doing that. Oh. Hey, you hurt me. Shut it off. Hurry up. Shut it off. You hurt me.
Aww.
Oh, look at his head twitch. Oh. You want me to do that? I don't think so, homie.
Oh, is he okay? Is he okay? Is he okay?
He's been over the way.
Is he going to die? Somebody check him out. Spice.
He's having convulsions.
Oh, my God. Spice doesn't care.
He really is.
He's a weak dude. He can't take
Spice
much of that.
Spice is just crouched down like a bear in the woods.
Turn around and show your neck to Bubba.
Wow.
Oh, that kicks.
That's
ass.
About a 4.5-inch long, 1-inch tall stripe.
Does it paralyze you?
Yeah, basically.
Why is your eyes twitching so bad there?
Okay. You're okay. I'm still got a little,
electronics
a little
in
jitter,
your head.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Hey, Tori, I want you to describe, because, you know, you're a girl and stuff like that. Describe what you saw to the listeners right now.
He was bent over, convulsing. It looked like he was going to throw up, holding his stomach. Now he's sitting here holding his neck.
This would be you know who we got to get.
But he kind of has a half smile on, so I think he liked it.
Wow. Yeah. All right, Damien, are you sure you're okay? I really feel about hitting the, as much as I was hitting the button, I could have let go, and I kept it zipped, and now I feel bad that I may have hurt you.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Will you do it again?
I'd rather not.
Okay, that's cool.
Oh, he would,
that's
though,
like
if he made
15
it.
I know. Look at poor Tori.
Oh, poor thing.
I think I want to give him some booty. I swear to God, I'd let you guys shock me for a minute straight if I could have booty off Tori. Look at, see, you know how to play the sympathy. Tori, aw. Oh, he
would. Look, he's just standing there.
Aw. Oh, he would. Any guy in America would get their stuff shocked if they could have booty off of Tori. Oh. Well, anybody else wants to do this before I put this stuff away? Tori?
Lasker?
she wants to put it.
She would like to Lasker.
Now, would there be, now, let me ask you a question.
I bet you Tori, he would be so entertaining to
Tori,
watch.
Tori.
Yeah, getting shocked on my knees, right?
Tori, let me ask you a question. If I get Lasker to put it on, will you do the shocking? I mean, well, you're the one who hit the button.
No. You ain't good. No.
Okay, Gene, I'll tell you what, Gene, let me tell you something. You can trust me because I'm your partner.
I can't trust you because you're my partner.
You're my partner, and I love you like a brother. I will tell you right now.
But you'd like to see me fall on my knees.
No. I promise you, if you put it on your neck, and let me shock you, I will literally hit the button like this for 1 second. Gene, just because you're like the man's man, and you'll be able to.
Be able to what? I'll be able to fall down just like him.
Yeah, you'll be able
What's
to.
What's the difference?
You'll be able to really, really part, you know, give us an idea how it was.
I'll give you a good idea how it was. The guy bent over, he had to grab himself and keep from falling, and his eyes were moving around in his head.
Let me tell you something. Nothing shocked us. Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, yeah, I haven't been shocked like that since I grabbed the spark plug on 1979 Ford Chevrolet.
But why don't you try it? And I'll try.
No, I'll tell
50-50
you.
50-50 deal.
No, I'll tell. I just
partner gimmick.
No.
No.
You don't see the wrestlers go, okay, Vince, I'll take that bump if you go in there and do it before I do.
The world don't spin by wrestler's mode.
I know.
What about racing deal? Everybody takes a green.
All right, just go out there and put it on real fast. I swear, Gene, I promise you. Gene, do one for the show. Every redneck in America right now that listens to this show is going, God, come on, Glasgow. Come on, Gene. I swear to God. Gene, I promise you. You can even hit the button yourself. You can self hit the button if you like.
No, I don't want to self destroy myself.
Okay, then you know what? Then you know what? Tori can hit the button. Let Tori hit the button.
Yeah, she's
gonna hurt you.
She's a nice girl, and she's only gonna hit it for a second, right, Tori?
Of course.
Where's the button?
Now Tori's got to come over by you.
Yeah, I'll have Tori come over here in a second now.
He keeps giving me the eye now. He's like, okay,
Tori,
please don't hurt me.
Gene, you'll be all right. Gene, you'll be okay.
I'm not
saying. Okay, put it on. All right, Tori, come over here for a second. Gene Lasker is going to put the deal on. Do you want to sing, Gene, or you just want to get a straight shot?
Hey, don't choke me, Spike.
Hi, Tori. Come over here now. Tori, now you can't. I'll show you where.
Hey, this thing is on tight like a neck band.
Now, see, now don't hit it.
Where's the exit?
That's where you smash. But don't smash it yet.
Okay.
Don't smash it yet, Tori. Don't smash it yet.
Why are we letting her smash me anyway?
I won't, because I'm the only one here that won't hurt you.
Because she actually...
Oh, I don't believe you.
Gene.
I can look at you and tell that you can lie.
And don't forget, well, she can work. She's a worker.
Yeah, she's working right now.
And she, don't forget, you wanted to fight her boyfriend, called him a midget and stuff and stuff like that. So I'd be baby-facing right now.
I never said midget. I just said he was a little kind of tiny for being a Hulkamaniac.
Well, they got different weight classes. Not everybody's, you know, 278 pounds. Now, you know, Tori,
I have to wait till he screws up the lyrics first, right?
Well, he's not even singing.
Oh, man, I was looking forward to the singing.
He's not even singing.
You had your best chance while I was busting on the other guy.
Turn the lights up a little bit.
All right.
Okay, hold on. Ready? Go.
Oh, God.
Give it again.
Stand on it. No, man, that ain't right.
He pushed me
I had to push you away from the button. It grabs you like
Tori was smashing the button.
Like something's biting you. It grabs you like something's grabbing your skin away from you. Did you feel that?
No, we didn't feel it. You got it on your neck, you dumbass.
I got lockjaw now. I'm not doing that again.
Came over, he was buried in clothesline.
I couldn't hardly make it. Did you see that? I thought she. What button was she hit?
She was hitting the shock button.
Oh, no, man. Well, that's ain't cool. That hurt. I mean, it feels like something's
biting you. Go over there and you see
biting you.
I don't want to go over there. He's going to hurt me.
No, he'll be all right. She was I told her this. She was smashing it with that big fingernail of hers, man. She wouldn't let go.
Is my neck red?
It's been red for years, G. This neck's been red for years, Spice Boy, son. G, your neck's been red since 1961.